What is good? Welcome to episode 8 of the Inzerse podcast, officially brought to you by Infinity Trades X. I'm Morgan Erzo here with my co-host Jordan DeFigio, Samantha James, and we have some awesome guests with us this week, Steelers defensive lineman Chris Wormley and his beautiful wife, Alexis. How are y'all doing? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks. We're doing great, and we're excited to join you guys today.
Yes, this is awesome.
We're excited to have you.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. Like I said earlier, I know you guys are probably so busy. You have the cutest daughter ever. Sorry, I stalked your social media earlier and I was like, are they kidding? So precious. And Spade, that name is amazing.
Mm-hmm. So cute. Yeah, we love her.
I'm sure she keeps y'all busy. So as new parents, what's been like the craziest moment yet?
Wow, there's been a lot of crazy moments, but I don't know. I think each stage offers something so unique, and I feel like we can find joy out of each stage. So, I mean, where she's at right now, I feel like it's so fun, and I think it's probably our favorite because she's getting more vocal and developing more of a personality, and I don't know. She's just so fun right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's...
My nephew, oh, go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, besides the poopy diapers and sometimes the middle of the night waking up, she's a lot of fun and we love her a lot. The off season's been really nice to kind of focus solely on her and not really worry about football and travel and whatever everything else is going on, and being able to have, 4 or 5 months of just mom, dad, and baby has been really fun. Mm-hmm.
So great.
Oh, absolutely. I can only imagine. Let's transition right into questions because we have a ton for you guys and I don't want to keep you too long, but I think y'all are awesome. So thanks for being here again. Chris, we'll start with you. I want you to describe your experience being drafted by that team in Baltimore and being traded to, the light side. You're welcome. It rarely happens in the AFC North. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, so growing up in Toledo, Ohio, I was a Steelers fan and had a Big Ben jersey, had a Troy Polamalu jersey. He was my favorite player growing up. So all through kind of high school, elementary school, and even in college, I would keep up with the Steelers. And then when I kind of knew that I was going to go to the NFL, I kind of put that to the side and was just – excited to be on any team that was going to draft me and take a chance on me. And then when I got drafted by the Ravens, I was like, okay, this is a little more of an adjustment than I was hoping for. Just because I hated that team growing up, but still respected those guys, especially their defense and what they did and just the game.
Of course.
With the Steelers, twice a year, year after year, there were some great battles. And then after my third year, I really thought we were going to stay in Baltimore, and things kind of blew up right when the pandemic hit. I think everything shut down like March 20th in Baltimore, and then 2 days later I got traded, and it was too close. And it was a bittersweet moment, just because that was a team I grew up watching, the team I idolized. But thinking that I was going to be in Baltimore, we were going to be in Baltimore, and now we're kind of having to pick up our lives mid-pandemic. Was a little weird, a little challenging, and this season definitely came with its challenges. But we got,
of course,
and now we're back for two more seasons, so we're excited about that for sure.
Yeah, yes. Congratulations.
Congrats. Yeah, we're so happy that you're back. How did Steelers prep for the Ravens differently than the Ravens prep for the Steelers?
I think the motivation and the mindset is pretty similar, especially because it's usually those two games throughout the season are usually high stake games, Sunday night football, Monday night football. This year is supposed to be on Thanksgiving, and obviously coronavirus screwed that up as well. But just knowing what's at stake, not only in the division but playoff implications, and just that rivalry, I think the preparation is pretty similar when it comes to film study, the anticipation for the game, and just that level of intensity throughout the whole week.
That's
Steelers that's don't just crazy. Like do everything better. And
no, I mean, obviously there's I think the Steelers overall do things thanks to preparation and how we handle things throughout the week. But yeah, there's similarities when it comes to just that intensity and that stake in the, during that game and you know, the week leading up to it.
Right. And so you mentioned just very briefly the kind of timeline where things took place last year for you. Things shut down in Baltimore, and then within a matter of a few days, you were picking up and moving to Pittsburgh. So even though that was a familiar team to you, those are very abnormal circumstances to be going to a different system, a different city. So Alexis, from your perspective, as the wife, as somebody who is kind of observing from the outside, having that be in such a difficult time to go to a new city, what did you notice about Pittsburgh, the city, about the Steelers that stood out to you the most in that period of time?
Well, it was close to Baltimore, and we weren't able to go there I wasn't even there until September, and we found this trade in March. So, I mean, we had so much going on at the time, and I was super excited and nervous, and I had no idea what was going to happen just because everything had just shut down, and I didn't what the future had in store or how long this was going to be going on. But I think once getting to Pittsburgh, it was like, okay, we're here. This is what we're doing. I wish I would have gotten more experience in Pittsburgh just because it's a new city. I've never been, only once actually, when Baltimore played Pittsburgh. Mm. And a friend of mine from the Ravens drove to Pittsburgh for the game. So we drove there cheering for the Ravens, and it was like, okay, this is Pittsburgh. This is really cool. I had no idea I was actually going to live here the very next year, 2 years or whatever it was. But I think once I got there, I was really just looking forward to experience the city. But unfortunately, the pandemic didn't allow that. So...
It's been a bit of a buzzkill overall.
We're definitely,
I mean, the worst time.
Yeah, we're definitely excited to get back there, and things are like a little bit different now. So,
yeah, things are opening up.
I'm sure Jordan has so many recommendations for beers you have to try and taco restaurants that you have to eat at. Those are her like specialties.
It's my bread and butter.
Yeah.
In kind of like Shady Side.
Oh, was it Takaya?
Yeah, yep. So good.
So good. Yeah, I kind of made it my quest to each week knock off a different taco place on a list. And it's not even a comprehensive list of all the taco places in the city. But yeah, it's been a wild ride. Yeah, so if you ever do have any need for a recommendation, I have a note in my phone full of different styles of food, different breweries, different locations. Like, it's all categorized. I'm a freak about Pittsburgh, so I can hit you up with stuff. Yeah, the wall. That, there you go.
If you couldn't tell already.
Well, we might go up on that, Jordan, because we are foodies and
same
ethnic foods or drinks, we're down.
Yeah, just let me know, because I love it more than most things. I love Pittsburgh.
Okay, Chris, I have this question for you. So, playing for now two AFC North teams, your week 17 sack against Baker Mayfield, there's not literally, for me personally, more quarterbacks I enjoy seeing sacked than Baker. So how did that feel?
It felt pretty good, because my second year with Baltimore, it was his first. He was a rookie. I had like a wide open lane to like sack him, and he like spun out And my coaches gave me a lot of shit for it. My teammates gave me a lot of shit for it. So like, it's been like in the back of my mind for like 2 years now. So when I got that check on him, it was kind of like a sigh of relief that I actually got him finally off and
vindication.
Yeah. So it felt pretty good. And obviously a quarterback that plays for the Browns and it's Baker Mayfield. It felt pretty good. I can't lie.
Yeah.
It felt good to watch it.
It felt good for us too. Yeah. So talk to us about playing on a line with a guy like one of our favorite players ever, Cam Hayward. He is a monumental presence in the Steelers organization and just a leader. And what's it like to play with him?
Yeah, I mean, I looked up to Cam all the way back to when he went to Ohio State and the career he had there.
From Michigan, too.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird being like a Michigan fan growing up, but still kind of hiring and just really liking how the way he played in college, and then he gets drafted to the Steelers, my favorite team. So I followed Cam for his whole career, which kind of sounds kind of fanboyish, but I think it's kind of cool. But he was the first guy, teammate, that texted me when I got traded and was super welcoming, and that's just the kind of guy he is. He's a leader on and off the field. He does a lot of amazing things on the field, but his charity work within the community is something that you know, he does a lot with, and I'm looking forward to maybe helping out a little bit when it comes to that this upcoming season, once the pandemic kind of goes away. But I've learned a lot from him so far, and I'm excited for the next two seasons to continue to learn from him and watch him cement his legacy as a Steeler.
We had Charlotte on a few weeks ago, actually, and she was talking all about Hayward House and everything that they've been doing and how tough it's been during COVID to not be able to get out in the community and do these things that they are so passionate about and that they've been doing for years. And so I'm sure they're really excited to have you on board too, to help with all that stuff. Cause this year, back in full force, I imagine.
Yeah, and I know Miss Hayward does a lot of stuff for that, for the foundation. I think she might be the CEO of that, or however you want to frame that. But I know she does a lot of work with that, and it's just inspiring and cool to see those two, you know, do a lot of good for Pittsburgh and the community.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, he's such a solid player and such a solid dude off the field too. And watching him every week for as long as he's been on the team has been such a, oh my God, such a treat. We have so many incredible athletes here. And the defense, the front seven, honestly, going into last year was one of the best in the entire league until it started getting ravaged and ripped apart by injuries. And you were one of the guys who, unfortunately, was struggling with your fair share of injuries. And that, kind of talk us through what that was like coming to your childhood team, your first year here, dealing with all of those injuries. And then is there a way to kind of combat that going into the next season? Are there ways to sort of try to prevent that? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, that was probably both of our like biggest challenge during the season was, you know, most of camp I was injured, not really having an off season with the team. I couldn't really let them know what I was as a player, kind of combat some of those injuries that I was set back with. So most of camp I didn't play or practice. And then I think week six, I got put on IR for 3 weeks. So it was kind of just this up and down season when it came to that. And not just the physical side, but the mental side, and kind of using her and needing her to be a big support system for that. Because that was the first time I've been injured since I was a freshman in college.
Wow.
Really dealing with a lot of injuries. Up until that point was tough. And to be honest, I didn't even think we were going to be back in Pittsburgh. Just because of how.
Did you really not?
No, I mean, it was probably halfway through the season and we're like, Like, we're super thankful for this opportunity, and
we're not going back.
We're not coming back. and that carried through all the way until free agency started, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever. And here we are. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Exciting. And I'm excited to kind of prove to them that the player that I was in Baltimore, that I can be this player for the Steelers. And these next 2 seasons, I'm excited to kind of showcase that a little bit.
Yeah. How are you feeling now?
Good. This off season has been a nice, I guess, revitalization, if you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Just
mentally and physically getting back healthy and stronger. And like I said, the family time with Lex and the little one has been great to kind of reset the mind. And I'm excited to get back with the guys whenever that is.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So Alexis, I have a question, because it's obviously hard when we see a player get injured, but that's nothing like what you would have felt watching, you know, Chris come off the field, and then you're at home actually on the rehab side of it. Tell us what that was like.
It's definitely challenging because you don't want to think about injuries or anything like that. I mean, obviously it's possible, but your mind doesn't want to go there. And when it does, it's really real. And the recovery, the rehab is crucial. I mean, just being there for him every single day. He comes home from a long day and he only gets a little bit of time to eat dinner and chat about the day. And then he's rehabbing, he's recovering, he's getting his body straight for the next day to do it all over again. So, just trying to stay positive is so necessary and just so important. So just positivity and just kind of praising him for, I guess,
the rehab. Yeah.
And taking care of his body. Cause I mean, you can go into a mental dark hole, you know, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So just trying to stay like upbeat and positive and trying to think of the bigger picture, I think is crucial.
Alexis, it's so funny that you say that. Not funny, but so true. My boyfriend plays baseball, and he got injured. We've been together for 5 years, and he's been injured once in those 5 years. So of course, 4 years into it, I'm thinking like, oh, injuries, like not a thing, not in baseball. You know, what's he going to do? Pull a hammy? He got plantar fasciitis like out of nowhere and brutal. And he's fine mentally. Like he's the mental toughness athlete, you know, up here. I went into that dark hole of like, what's going to happen? Like, is he going to be okay? How long is this going to take? Are they rehabbing him the right way? Like, as if I know anything, but it's so easy to fall into that space when injuries happen, because there's so much that we don't understand or things that you know, your mind goes a million directions wondering what could happen next. Mm. So I totally relate to you on that.
Some days you think you're invincible and nothing can happen to you. And then the next day something can happen. And then it's like some guys are left without a job, or they, like, you're done, you're injured, you know, you can't do anything for us, you know? So your mind
right
go there sometimes, but just trying to be positive, optimistic, get your rehab in, you know, be consistent with it, and then we'll come out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love that.
And you guys did.
Can I take that advice?
Yeah,
you did. Yeah, you did. So it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Yeah.
So there's not a lot to cover as far as Steelers news this week. It was kind of a quiet week. We had, I think, one free agent signing, but let's talk about this again, especially because you are a part of the defense on this team. Tyson Alualu coming back was something we did not see coming. How surprising was that for you?
I mean, I was definitely surprised. I saw he had signed with Jacksonville, and that's who he was drafted to when he was a rookie and played 7 seasons there. And I figured he was going to go back to kind of get to some nicer weather and maybe chill at the beach for his last few years in the league. But obviously he had a change of heart, and now he's back. And he was a great piece for us last year. And, you know, he went from kind of defensive end to defensive tackle, and then was our nose this year after Hargrave left the year before. So I think he's looking forward to kind of picking back up where he left and kind of dominating as our nose this year for sure.
He did so well. Oh my God. He was playing like a monster. So whenever mm-hmm. they did let him walk initially, when it looked like he was going to go to Jacksonville and we saw what he was going to be making there, we were like, what? That's it? We couldn't retain him for that. But then it came out that he wanted to, it was just a whirlwind situation because mm-hmm. yeah, he wanted to go to Jacksonville, and then it was like, never mind. I'm going to stay in Pittsburgh. And I think Aditi said this last week, but it was the first instance where COVID actually kind of benefited the Steelers a way.
Got screwed twice this year with games.
Mm-hmm. Literally. Yeah.
No, not really having a bye week. And, you know, we made it 11-0 and kind of hurt us towards the end, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And not having that game on Thanksgiving, that was brutal. Cause going from prime time on Thanksgiving on national television, NBC, to 3 o'clock on a Wednesday. What? Like, who even comes up with that stuff? Like, and I understand whatever. That's a topic for, I don't know. It's still so frustrating to me. And I can't even imagine how frustrating it was for you to be a member of the team and be like, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, we really didn't know what was going on. Like, she would be like, because we were supposed to have, my best friend was coming in with his wife and little kid, and they ended up not going to the game because it was supposed to be on Thanksgiving, and they got kept getting pushed back. And we're like, I don't know anything. And she's looking at me for answers, like I'm the commissioner or something, you know.
I'm like checking social media, like, okay, they rescheduled it.
You probably knew before he did.
Mm-hmm. Your adrenaline's like worked up for this like specific game, and then it just back. So it's just like,
I was supposed to go too. I was going to fly out from Arizona. Same thing. I'm like, I can't even plan it because every day they're like, oh, it'll be this day. It'll be this day. I'm like, forget it. I don't want to go anymore. It's not happening now.
The most frustrating thing about that whole situation, COVID in general, quite honestly, last season was the Steelers were the team that got screwed because mm-hmm. other teams weren't following protocol.
Yeah.
That is why we lost the bye week. That's why we didn't play on Thanksgiving. And then the repercussions for these teams that were not following protocol, and it was proven that they weren't following protocol, were like nothing. You go, oh, extra bye week for you, rest days for you. Like, what? It's insane. Pisses me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
It was not.
It was insane. But let's go back to the more positive stuff. Tyson Alualu is back. And that fills a need that the Steelers would have had to address elsewhere if he had left, which he didn't. So now, looking ahead to the draft, there are quite a few positions that the Steelers are going to have to look at and address. Like, it's the offensive line is pretty weak. The run game, that's an issue. And now people are talking about potentially quarterback. They might trade up. Who do you think the Steelers, from your own personal opinion, are going to try to go for in the first round? And do you think they'll trade up for this person?
I don't really know too much about draft history, especially with Colbert. But if they do draft up, I mean, I think the possibilities are endless. I think us losing three starters on the offensive line this year, I think that's probably their first need, especially with Ben coming back. They're going to want to protect him and keep him healthy. I think Kevin Dotson's going to be somebody that can fill and be a really solid starter. He did a great job those three or four games he saw a lot of time in. I think Banner coming back and being healthy can do some good for us. But also running back, if James Conner doesn't come back, which it's not looking like he is, I think we look for a running back. I know Benny Snell's looking to get some more snaps and reps this year. So I think he can fill that role. He had a great game. I think the Giants game the first year he had 100 yards. So right. Start with that. I think we'd be sitting pretty good. Those first couple rounds, you focus on offensive line, maybe get a couple running backs. But it's always nice to stockpile on the defense. We always like defenders. But we'll see. I'm not the GM. I'm a defensive lineman, so I'm going to act like you guys will and watch the draft. So I'm excited to see who they choose, at least in the first round, and kind of go from there for the next couple of days.
Colbert will work his magic. He always seems
always
to.
Always does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That man is wild.
It's so much fun. But that's also why, like, speculating the draft is so hard this year, because mm-hmm. there's so many obvious needs. It's not like, oh, that's the glaring position. That's not the case this year.
Even when it is, it's not necessarily who they go for in the first round. Like, if corner is who we need, you know, they're going to inevitably draft an outside linebacker. So just how Kevin Colbert works.
Yeah. So we'll see what.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sam. Speaking of cornerbacks. Okay. Yeah. So we obviously lost Mike Hilton and now Steven Nelson has left. So Steelers are looking at Cam Sutton to be their starting cornerback in that position. Tell us about your confidence in Cam Sutton starting.
I mean, he's played his role at least last year, mm-hmm. I think, extremely well. I know he's a guy that came in with me, that we were the same draft class. So I kind of knew a little bit about him coming out of Tennessee. But I'm excited for him to get his shot. I know he's excited to have an extended role. And when he filled in this year for Mike and Joe, when Joe had COVID, he played extremely well. He had a couple picks. He's a guy that busts his butt on special teams, but I know, like I said, he's ready to become that cornerback CB1 with him and Joe on both sides. So
yeah.
I'm sure he's gonna flourish in his new role.
I think we're all pretty confident in him too.
Yeah.
Based on what we've shared. Yeah. He seems like he'll be just fine.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, it's that time. We're going to do the buy and sell segment brought to you by Infinity Trades X. If you're interested in trading on the stock market or you're a first timer looking to just jump in and learn, it's an excellent resource. You can find them at Infinity Trades X on Twitter and at InfinityTradesX.com. So rumors are circulating. Like Jordan said, Steelers are going to trade up for a quarterback. It's anticipated that four quarterbacks will go in the first four picks of this draft. Are the Steelers going to trade into a position where they get a quarterback in the first round? We'll start with Chris and Alexis. Are you buying this or are you selling it?
You go first.
I don't know. I'm going to sell it.
Yeah, I'm selling it too. Mm-hmm. I think we have too many other needs. Mm-hmm. Ben was very gracious enough to take a pay cut because he knows that he has a few more years left in the tank. And I think he knows that he can spread the wealth a little bit with that pay cut. And I don't see them drafting a quarterback, especially if they can't even get up to the top three or four picks. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, mm-hmm. but like you said, Kevin can be a wizard sometimes, but I think we have other needs that can be filled. I think we have the 24th pick this year.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with that 24th pick.
All right, Jordan, buy, sell.
I'm selling too. I don't think that with the return of Ben and then also bringing Dwayne Haskins into the quarterback room as well, I don't think that is pointing to them trading up to get a quarterback, because if they're going to wait until a later round to pick a quarterback this year, just don't do it. Like the quarterbacks that are going to go within the first 10 picks are elite. There's some serious quarterback talent this year, but do we even have trade capital to get us within those first 10 picks to get one of those guys that would be worth it? And then it doesn't make sense to me that would be something that they would try to do if they end up doing it. I just pray to God that they don't pick Mac Jones. That's really all I care about. But I do think that sit at 24, you're going to get somebody super solid at 24, and then roll with it from there. I don't think they're going to draft a quarter. I don't think they're going to trade up and draft a quarterback.
Sam?
Yeah, I sell it too. Again, I just don't see them bringing Ben back for another year, them negotiating that deal, signing Haskins to be like, oh, we're just sent all our draft capital and moved up, you know, to draft a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But could I also, on one hand, it would have surprised me, I guess, if they did. Also, no, because mm-hmm. Ben's pretty much now we bought a year, and where that year ends, a lot of people assume this is his last year. So it also wouldn't surprise me.
Well, and that video came out today of Tomlin talking to Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. And now people are just freaking out. Mm-hmm. I'm selling this too. I don't want them to draft. I don't want them to trade up to get a quarterback in the first round. I think that the ones that I want are not going to be available at the place where we're able to trade up. Mm-hmm. I don't want Justin Fields. I'll be honest with you. I don't want an Ohio State system quarterback. We have Dwayne Haskins. So if that's what we're looking for, I'm not saying they're the same, but like, I really like Desmond Ridder out of Cincinnati next year. So I'd like to just wait, hold off on grabbing a quarterback and ride with who we've got this year. And then mm-hmm. maybe move in that direction next year. I don't think, like Jordan said, if it's not Mac Jones, not, I don't want Mac Jones. So unless we're going to trade up and get the number one pick and grab Trevor Lawrence or what's his name? Zach Wilson. I also like him. I just can't. I don't know. I'm selling it. So we all sold that. I think that happens a lot.
Well, because we tend to agree.
Twitter takes these ideas and they just go wild and it's like fire. And it's like, if you just rationalize it mm-hmm. for a little bit of time, I don't know. That's what we typically do. Yeah.
Come at it from a logical perspective.
Yeah. Because again, like you bring Ben back and then you don't draft anyone to protect him. Well, What was even the point at that?
Right. So. Or, and you hear that we're supposed to focus on being able to run the ball this year. That's our number one, like the game plan is run the ball, and we're not going to build an offensive line that'll block for the run. And we're not going to, you know what I mean? Like there are more important things. Like Chris said, I can't with the trade up for a quarterback. I want people to just cut it.
That's it.
So,
yeah, let's chill.
Anyway, we'll let you guys go. I know that you have spent more than enough time with us tonight. And you want to get back to your daughter, but thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. This was a blast. It was so dope to spend time with you, and hopefully we'll see you guys again soon. We'd love to have you back whenever.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having us, and what you ladies are doing is amazing and inspiring. So thank you.
Yeah. And seriously, if you ever need a spot recommendation or want to go grab tacos, I know some places.
All right. As always, thank you to Steeler Nation for joining us.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at YinsHers. It's plural. And on Instagram at YinsHersOfficial.
And subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcast. We will see you guys next week for another episode of YinsHers.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.